And back out in Alliance, Ohio, Pat Coleman along with Keith McMillan, and we are joined by Dick Kaiser, the athletic director at Defiance College here in Ohio, and also the chair of the Division III Football National Committee, which is pretty much a full-time job, I would have to think, not only this time of year, but especially for about the 5 or 6 weeks leading up to Selection Sunday. And first of all, Dick, welcome, and thanks for joining us. And then secondly, I'm going to jump right in and ask how this bracket happened this year. It is with Mount Union getting moved out essentially into the East bracket, Wisconsin Whitewater getting moved from the West to the North. A lot of a different look to this playoff field this year.
Well, first of all, Pat, thanks for having me up here. Obviously, the halftime score is surprising to me and probably a little disappointing. I was hoping for a much closer game, but Mountain Union is really good. And
yeah.
They will be interesting if this game ends up the way it's going now. It'll be an interesting test for whoever comes out of the Whitewater area. So they are truly one of the better, if not the best, Division III team. As far as the bracket goes, I think the ultimate goal of the committee is to try to get at least the four best teams to end up in the semifinals. And so in attempting to do that and in looking at, as you will, everyone knows, we have some mileage limitations and things like that, we started looking at who were the four best teams at that particular time. And we had Mount Union and Whitewater and Washington and Jefferson and Central of Iowa, I think, were the. But the team that kind of threw the monkey in the wrench a little bit in week 10 was Bethel when they lost, because they were probably considered to be one of the four best teams in the.
St. John's, you're probably referring to, right?
I said Bethel. St. John's, right. Mm-hmm. And when they lost to Bethel, it kind of threw it a little bit of a wrench into the pool. But then when it came down to the last week, we started looking, can we place these four teams so that ultimately, if they went out the way they should or could, would we have, within the distances and the mileage and all that kind of stuff, would we have the four best teams? And the only way we could do that was to move Mount Union to the east side. and that allowed us, by doing that, because they are on the east side of Ohio and closer to New York and Pennsylvania and all those kinds of places, it allowed us to make some other moves. Whitewater moved in, and then of course Central ended up being the number one on the western side. So ultimately the goal is to try to get the four best teams, and we have a 1, a 2, a 1, and a 4, I think, in the semifinals. So we were close.
In fact, you got three of our four top-ranked teams into the national semifinals as well, with only Bethel knocking off Central last week to upset that a little bit.
So it's for the brutal beating we took on the D3 website there for a while we chose. But I think overall, most of the coaches, they enjoyed the shakeup. They enjoyed the change. They enjoyed seeing some different teams, playing some different people. And overall, it's been. The first round games, there were several games that were outstanding games, one on the last play of the game or the next last play of the game. It's been a little bit interesting the last couple of weeks where there's been a lot of blowouts, which kind of surprises me a little bit.
Now, you guys have had the ability to do this for years. The rules changed in 1999 to kind of blur the lines of the regional brackets. I know you haven't been on the committee all that time, but you've been on it the last couple of years. At what point did the shift come philosophically, where you guys felt that it was viable to do this? Because there have been years in the past where it seemed like it made sense to pull a team out of Pennsylvania when the MAC was still in the South region, make that team the East region top seed. It made even more sense geographically for a team in Central Pennsylvania than Eastern Ohio. But has something changed in the last couple of years?
I think we've been trying. I've been on the committee. This is my third year on the committee, and we've been trying to do it every year. And sometimes the geographic distances and things don't always work out, and quite frankly sometimes the regional advisor committees get a little territorial, and they,
yeah,
you know, they're fighting real hard to keep their people in their places, and quite frankly nobody wants to play Mount Union,
right?
And so wherever Mount Union ends up, if they stay with the tradition, everybody goes, oh well, that's tough for us. But bottom line is that we made a commitment last February in the Division III football committee meeting that we have every winter, and we made a commitment. If geographics allowed it, we were going to do it this year, and we made the commitment, and lo and behold, it worked out, and and the mileage all worked out, and so we have what we have.
At what point during the meeting that you guys have, it's a conference call, right, on Saturday night after the games, and it sort of goes all the way into Sunday morning?
Yeah, I went till 4:30 this year. Started at 10 o'clock at night, went till 4:30.
So at what point during the 6.5 hours do you realize that you're headed in this direction and that the bracket you're going to release is going to be something that gets a pretty interesting reaction?
Well, the very first thing we do, obviously, is we take a look at the AQs. And then we, because we have to fill the field first.
Those are automatic bids for those.
Automatic qualifiers.
Yep.
And then we look at the available pool Bs. And there were only 3 or 4 available quality pool Bs this year with Wesley,
Salisbury,
Case West, and Whitworth. Those were probably the only 4. And there were only 3 pool B spots. So the 3 that got it in Whitworth was then put into pool C, and there were 18 pool Cs that were qualified, and we went down as far as 8 and 2. And then that's the hardest part, quite frankly, is filling the pool Cs, and that's where all the numbers crunching, and I'm sure you're aware, Pat, that the NCAA is really trying to do more things through numbers than just objectivity. So we're trying to put them all into numbers. We're trying to make them all work, seeing how the strength of schedule and the opponent's percentage winning and the opponent's percentage winning and all that kind of thing worked out. And that's what takes, 3-4 hours. That's really what's hardest. So once we make the 32 field, we have all 32 teams in the field, then all the geographic boundaries fall apart. And now we try to build what we think is the best situation. So what we try to do is we start picking the 4 best teams in the country. And that's how it worked.
We're talking with Dick Kizer, the chair of the Division III Football National Committee here at the half. Mount Union leading Bethel 41-0. You mentioned some of the selection criteria, and of course there was a change in how the NCAA across Division III defined strength of schedule this season, going from the old quality of wins index and moving to an opponent's winning percentage with the opponent's winning percentage. And did you feel that improved the process? Was that better data than in previous years?
I think it all depends on the league and the team that you're talking about. But we, personally, and this, I'm not speaking for the committee now, I'm speaking only for Dick Kizer, but I think we found that the OOPW fit was a better measure than even the OPW, because that was a better feel for how the team truly was. Because if you looked straight across the numbers, a lot of times the OPW would be weak. For instance, Mount Union's OPW was under 500. But their OOPW was much, much higher. So we personally use the OOPW a lot. Is it better? We don't know. We've only been doing it a couple of years, and so it's and I think all of the committees, not just us, basketball, all of the sports are having to use it more and more and more. But it's what we have to work with, so we use it the best we can.
It seemed like opponents' winning percentage was one of the things that got Wisconsin-Eau Claire in the field, for example, over maybe someone like Whitworth, who had a better record.
They were a strong football team. They were a very strong football team. And you try to look at all the variables, and, ultimately decisions have to be made about a variety of teams. And inevitably, whoever it is the last one or two teams to get in. Feels like, we got in, or, gee, we didn't get in. It's tough decisions.
And you spend most of the time or a lot of time dealing with that. Do you find that the last team in affects how the whole bracket will look, and do you spend a lot of time sort of arguing back and forth about that?
Again, the geographics don't come into play, so we're still trying to get when it gets down to pool Cs, and that's what you're talking about, you're trying to choose the best 7 pool Cs in the country. Yeah. And it's always difficult to compare teams that play only on the East Coast with teams that only play on the West Coast. So we're forced to use the numbers and the overall schedule and the total record and everything, and so it becomes kind of a this is what we're going to try to do situation. But the last 7's real tough.
Is the final decision, is it like a jury? It has to be unanimous, or do you just take the majority? When you settle on the final bracket, are there still some people who have disagreements, or does everybody agree to agree before you hang up?
Once we agree, we all agree.
That's cool.
Because we're going to go into it all on the same page. It'd be crazy not to.
Yeah, that's true.
That's Dick Kizer, the national chair of the Division III Football Committee. Thanks for joining us at the half.
Pat, thank you very much.